On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace. We begin with mine safety. The owners of a West Virginia coal mine say lightning caused the explosion last January that killed 12 men. The announcement comes before state or federal officials have finished their probes. But as Dan Hyman of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports, it sets the stage for production to restart at the mine today.
International Coal Group, or ICG, which owns the Sago mine, yesterday released the conclusions of its own investigation into the mine accident. ICG says lightning set off methane in a closed section of the mine. Company officials were unavailable for comment because they were meeting with the families of the dead miners. State and federal regulators have not released their findings on the accident, and state officials say ICG is jumping the gun with its report.
I think it's unfortunate. I think it's premature for the company or anybody to draw a conclusion at this point.
David McAteer is leading the state's investigation into the Sago disaster. Investigators have said for years that lightning can cause mine explosions, and weather monitors reported a powerful strike near the mine at the time of the blast. McAteer says he's not willing to rule that out, but he says there are still unanswered questions about the theory.
We have not gotten conclusions about whether the lightning strike is in fact involved, how, if in fact the lightning strike occurs, how it gets from the surface to 250 feet underground and it ignites.
Assigning blame for the explosion to an act of God such as lightning helps ICG clear the way for production to restart at the troubled mine. Mine safety regulators had said much of Sago could reopen late last week, but the company had held off for a few days. Bill Rainey with the industry-funded West Virginia Coal Association describes that as being careful and deliberate.
The industry is certainly cautious about going back to work, and they're wanting to be sure that everything is right before they do that. And a big part of being right is making certain that everyone that's part of the mine family understands what the company found in their investigation.
Federal mine safety officials will only say their investigation continues. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Charleston, West Virginia.